Run! Now! TJ shouted, yanking Allison's sleeve. Her eyes were focused on the ground, where their friend lay twitching slightly. An arrow shaft stuck out of his chest. Her first thought was that it was all part of the game, just some elaborate prank for the newbies on their first outing. If so, it wasn't very funny. But there was no way that arrow was fake. The noise it had made when it struck. The blood that was rapidly spreading across his clothes. The raspy way he was breathing and the saliva slowly trickling from between his lips. Allison felt another yank on her shoulder as TJ shouted, "Leave him for now!" She shrugged off his grasp, reaching down to try to drag her injured friend by the collar. After a few moments, she gave up the effort. A sudden force struck her in the shoulder and spun her around. Dazed, she looked for whoever had hit her and saw no one standing nearby. Instead, she found a second arrow stuck in the wall, still quivering with spent energy. She reached up to her shoulder and felt a dent in the metal of her breastplate. A quick look back revealed that the archer in the woods had drawn a third arrow and was fitting it to his bow, a determined look on his face. With a cry of anguish and one last glance at her fallen friend, she turned and fled after TJ and the others. Chapter 1. The bell rang, cutting their teacher off mid-sentence, and the students began stuffing books and papers into their backpacks. There was a sense of urgency in their movements, as if somehow the clock might change its mind if they dallied.
"We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday," Mr. Simmons called out over the noise. "Everyone, please read pages 240 to 256 in the text and have a nice long weekend. Don't work too hard."
The last he said with a smile, knowing that the likelihood of anyone actually reading pages 240 to 256 were just this side of zero. Besides, not working too hard was advice he planned on taking. He was headed into the backwoods to go fishing.
"So are you going to come or no?" TJ Keller flashed his lopsided grin at his best friend, Allison Duggan.
"You know you want to," he added in a sing-song voice. "You know it will be fun!"